The contract was signed during a simple ceremony at the site where the new bridge will be constructed. There, President Dr. Irfan Ali, in the presence of hundreds of attendees, including several regional stakeholders, detailed the specifications of the project.
So this new bridge, which will be a four-lane precast bridge, 220 meters long, and the bridge must be completed within 2 years, will carry all the road safety, signage, lighting. It will have a maximum horizontal clearance of 32 meters, a vertical clearance of 11.5 meters, and will be replacing the Mackenzie-Wismer Bridge, which was built by the Bauxite, Demara Bauxite Company during the period 1966 to 1967.
President Ali further outlined that construction of the bridge will bring tremendous benefits to the people of Region 10 and by extension the entire country. It will provide ease of doing business and make way for greater economic development.
The development of our road network, Georgetown to Lethem, and I started Georgetown to Lethem, because this Wismer Bridge is not a stand-alone project. It is part of a network that would link us with a deep water harbor out of Gorbies, coming all the way through the East Bank, and possible other diversions that are being created, onto the Linden-Sousdike Highway, through the Linden-Mabuwe Road, then we cross the Takutu into Brazil.
The project was awarded to the China Railway Construction Corporation Limited. Contractor Don Sean Lee pledged the corporation's commitment to executing the project in a timely manner.
We are committed to working safely and complying with all the local and international safety standards and guidelines.
The sod was turned to mark the commencement of the project. Construction of the new bridge is a welcomed initiative, as residents and motorists have over the years lamented the single-lane bridge, which is usually plagued by traffic congestion. Shanit Fitku for the NCN News.